Jimmy Gestapo interview. All right, considering that you're one of the guys that like helped define hardcore, how would you define hardcore?
Well, a day in life on tour, just getting pulled over by the cops, the van being broken, not having enough money to stay or put gas in the van, and you know, and just life in general is hardcore, day to day. Day to day things that people let themselves get pissed off about, they really can't change, and we actually make songs about it, make fun of it, and make music around it, and that's how I define it.
And how did you get involved in the hardcore scene?
I was born into it. I had a fucked up father. Oh, can I say fucked up?
Yeah, you can say that.
I had a fucked up father, and not the best life, and met up with a bunch of friends, Vinny Stigman, from Gnostic Front, a bunch of people on a street corner on Avenue A in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and everyone started to make bands, and it all of a sudden got a name. It was punk rock, and then it went from fashion to passion. We stopped dressing up and started dressing down and making music and getting pissed off about stuff. Instead of getting beat up for being punk rockers, we were beating people up, trying to judge us.
Cool.
You shouldn't be judgmental to people.
Now, when you started doing this nearly 20 years ago, did you ever think it would last as long and get the respect you get?
I think about it every day in the van. I was laying in the van today going, man, what am I doing right now? We're getting pulled over again. I'm going to be 40 in August. And I'm like, this is what I do. Some people are carpenters and doctors. This is what I've done. Since I'm a little kid, I've always talked shit and been a little jerk. So now I get paid to do it.
And you get interviewed by rabbits.
Yes, by rabbits. Unfortunately, Tom, you're not a rabbit.
No, that was...
But if we take some acid,
that was
we might go on a journey.
That was twisted.
We could go on a journey, Tom.
All right, now, what bands most influence you? What are your five favorite bands?
The Bad Brains, Fear, Circle Jerks, Stiff Little Fingers, off the top of my head, you know, there's another band right now, Stand for Reason, from Japan, that's like a Bad Brains type of band. And they're awesome. They're blowing my mind. MC5, The Stooges. You know, I could keep going. Pink Floyd.
All right. What if you could dispel any myths about yourself and/or hardcore and punk in general?
I'm not a Nazi. I love everybody. And hardcore music isn't just metal sounding music. It has a lot of forms and shapes and a lot of attitudes and different ideals. Straight, not straight, up, down, all around. You know, that's it. There's no limits to it.
Okay. And what
hardcore, not music.
All right. What is your opinion of the current state of punk rock and hardcore?
Corporate.
One word. Good job. How'd you guys get hooked up with the Reverend Horton Heat Super Suckers, Bill?
Good agent. good agent. And I guess the Reverend I don't know. I would question this every day because we don't feel too welcome every day here. And I'm wondering. And I really don't know. I'm just lucky, I guess. But all of the above, the agent, maybe the Reverend, maybe you know, I don't know what. But it's kind of, it's a lot of work for me because it's an easy game for me to do a Murphy's Law show and everybody's bombed and having a good time and I just jump in and everyone knows what to expect and what to do. This is like these people don't want to fucking deal with me. And by the end of the night, so I get handshakes and stuff.
That's the drummer from the Reverend Ordney.
You gotta get interviewed by the rabbit, bro. There's a rabbit.
The rabbit?
Yeah, I swear to God, now you can't get in. The rabbit's got the key.
Hey, tell me about the tattoo shop.
Tattoo shop, Vinny Stigman and I own it. It's in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And we have artists from Japan and from all over America and stuff. They are part of the hardcore family and our music family. And also a tattoo family now, which is branching out. And we're trying to start a record label through it right now called New York Hardcore Tattoos Records and put out independent hardcore bands and stuff.
Sure.
Me and Vinny and try to help out.
Sure. Now, there's Murphy's Law Skateboards coming out. Tell me about that.
They're out. This guy from Outlook Skateboards just asked me to do it. The first thing I tried to do before I put out a record 22 years ago was make a skateboard because I was a skate punk. And, it took me 22 years to get it done, and this guy finally made them, and he only made 100 of each of them, and they're already, like, gone. I don't even have one.
You didn't even get one?
I didn't get it. I guess hopefully my roommate left one at my house for me. We did a Killer Bear one and a Cavity Creep one.
Right.
But we're going to do a second run of them and stuff.
Oh, kick ass.
That's a paper one on eBay.
I've doubled my own record just recently. We did Tenki Ka, the Japanese record, which is How Are You? And I bought one of my own records on eBay. I, as much as I can, buy my records on eBay. Because vinyl is, we can't make it. It's very hard to make now.
Right.
Very expensive, too.
Now, as part of the New York scene, you must have hung out with the Ramones, and I'm putting together a collection of stories about them. I wonder if you had a story you'd like to share for us.
I got a book to share with you right now. We did a 3-month tour with the Ramones in the United States when Dee Dee was still in the band and stuff, and I love Dee Dee, love Joey. He would come to my house. I do a 4th of July barbecue every year. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss it this year because I'm going to be in Europe. But Joey would come to my house and eat. And you know, I had a great time touring with those guys. And Dee Dee was a great friend to me, and taught me. Those guys taught me a lot, treated me with a lot of respect and love. Johnny Ramone wasn't the nicest guy in the world, and Monty, the manager, not the nicest guy in the world. Rocky Ramone, another good guy. I just wish that the message would be the message, though.
Yeah, amen.
We need Doyle back. No, we almost did. We almost did. Wow, so you know the story? Yeah, I spit with. Well, my bass player, Chuck Daly, who was later murdered in L.A., spit on stage. And this is after we waited a month in L.A. for Joey had to get an operation on. He had gangrene in his foot for whatever reason. He's always been sick his whole life. And Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, before he was Flea.
Right.
Flea from Fear to me, then. And Flea Punk Rock Flea. So he put us up in his apartment, in his little apartment, and we gave us the keys to the house, and he went on vacation with his wife and his kid. And we stayed at the house for a month. The day we came back, Joey came back on the tour, my bass player Chuck spit on stage. Petaluma, California, arm wrestling capital of the world. Johnny Ramone tells me, we're off tour. That's it, you're off tour. I'm like, what do you mean? We just waited for you guys for a month. We went into hock, into debt for it. And he's like, your bass player spit on stage. And I was like, dude. And I freaked out.
Oh. We can continue. No, we can go on. Here.
She ran away.
Nothing. What do you think of the situation that's going on with CBGBs, and what do you think should be done about it?
Hilly should have bought the place a long time ago. He should have bought the building. And I don't get to play there. Every time I play there, I get 86 from playing there. I play the Continental. Trigger in the Continental. Not many people love Trigger, but he's got the long. He's going to have the longest running club in New York if he keeps it up. He's strict at his club, but once you get in the door, there's a proper shitter, drinks are cheap, and there's a good PA. I mean, the past 5 times I played CBs, I played benefits. I played for free. It's an icon of America. But when I see like people wearing the shirts now that have nothing to do with it, like Von Dutch, people don't even know Von Dutch is or what CBGBs is.
Right.
It's more of a product than a place.
Okay. So. Now, the last time I spoke with you was the night the war in Iraq had begun. What are your opinions on the Iraq situation, George Bush, and the state of America since 9/11?
I think all these kids should be home and guarding our borders from these illegals coming into our country. I don't think these people should be getting driver's licenses and medical benefits when we get none that are part of this country. I think like our ancestors that came into this country from wherever we all came from, because none of us, unless we're Native American, from here. I think that they should all come in like our ancestors came in. Learn to get in here, do it the right way. These people sneak in and they get rights. We just had a Chinese food delivery guy who trapped in an elevator for 4 days, and he's suing the building. He's an illegal alien. When the first part of your existence is illegal, you shouldn't have rights. You know, if I'm an illegal criminal, I'm going to jail. I'm an American. I'm American born. But if I do something illegal, I go to jail. They're doing something illegal. They're getting benefits and driver's licenses and things. We get denied things when we do wrong. The IRS is after me for money with the band. I can't even fix my band. I don't have social medicine. You know, these people are getting basic social medicine over us. So I'm saying that this land is supposed to be for everyone, but there's a way to do it. I'm trying to have artists from Japan to work at my shop legally, and they make it difficult for me. But they're going to give rights to people that sneak in. I'm not with it. I don't agree with it. It's for everyone, but I don't think these kids should have to go to war just to pay for college or medical benefits either. And I think when they do come home with no arms or legs, women included now, they should be taken care of for the rest of their lives. Not like fucking travel to America and see homeless vets begging for fucking money, man. Very, very upsetting. When people say, well, they're alcoholics, well, they're drug addicts, well, maybe if you saw piles of dead babies and have to kill people for people you don't even know, you'd be pretty upset. It'd mess your life up, too. So I'm very heated about it.
All right.
Yeah, all my family. Well, we're about to get ripped off for Social Security, too, not for nothing.
Yeah. And what's the future hold for Murphy's Law?
Hopefully a van that runs. Hopefully a van that runs and a reverend that loves us still.
Okay.
Amen, brother.
Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
HardcoreNYC.com. And Tom, I want to apologize for my last joke interview. I thank you.
It was funny, Tom.
I thank you for the redo. I was very angry.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Tom. You're a good man.